According to Park City Police Department Captain Phil Kirk, a man was walking his two medium-sized dogs along McLeod Creek Trail on August 16th. He was between Holiday Ranch Loop Road and Meadows Drive when a cyclist traveling south on the path yelled at the dog owner for having his dogs off leash. The dog owner was attacked by the bicyclist, which resulted in cuts and bruises and broken glasses. He walked to the police station on SR 224 and reported the incident at about 4:50 p.m. on the 16th. Kirk says they haven't had this sort of alleged violence over a dog confrontation.
He was walking northbound on the trail and the bicyclist was going southbound. And he admitted he did have his dogs off leash. As the bicyclist was approaching, he called his dogs back to him. He said that the bicyclist yelled at him for having the dogs off the leash, and he responded that they were friendly dogs. For whatever reason, at that point, the cyclist took offense to that, came back, and got off his bike and was angry enough that he got into an assault situation with the owner of the dogs. Came up to him and took him to the ground and actually punched the victim.
There are designated off-leash areas inside the city limits, including the library field and the Park City-owned Round Valley open space, which is north and east of the Park Meadows neighborhood. The McLeod Creek Trail is a paved path that runs parallel to SR 224, and it's a very popular multi-use city trail. It's frequented by dog walkers, runners, cyclists, strollers, and e-bikes. Mountain Trails Executive Director Charlie Sturgis believes in the 2 seconds of kindness rule and doesn't think an encounter such as this should have ended in the violence as described by the victim.
Despite the fact that the gentleman's dogs were not on a leash, I think that there appears to be reasons to practice higher levels of tolerance between trail users, that the situation unnecessarily escalated when it really doesn't sound like it ever should have escalated.
Sturgis is a strong proponent in taking responsibility for your pets, your interactions, and your attitude when on the trails.
Every once in a while, someone just goes by and just gives you that attitude thing. It's just like, really? You know, I mean, we live in a fairly tolerant community. Let's practice it a little bit. Come on. I'm all for, you know, and I've said it before, you know, if a dog attacks somebody, a dog owner needs to be held responsible. Blah, 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 blah. But just to have someone, cyclist, turn around and tell you to put your dog on a leash just for the sheer hell of it, I'm not a fan. We need to be able to be out there as individuals, right? You know, I mean, and if we have good dogs and, you know, we can deal with it, then let's not get too freaking wound up.
The police are looking for the bicyclist. He was wearing a blue road biking outfit referred to as a kit and riding a black road bike. When he left the scene, he was riding south on the trail. He was estimated to be about 5 feet 10 inches tall, with brown hair and possibly 25 years old. The police are continuing to investigate and would welcome any information about the incident. Call 435-615-5500. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.